Good evening, we are on Thursday night, we are Parashat Ekev. Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo. We are learning the Zohar. We're going to do the request from the Ari HaKadosh. Then we're going to learn two halachot from Rabbeinu Ovadia Yosef Chupayim Kiddushin. And then we're going to learn the Parsha from the Zohar with Perusha Sulam. We're going to read in Hebrew and we're going to translate to English. So bear with us, just the request of the Ari. We're going to do it in Hebrew. ריבון העולמים, אדון אדונים, אב רחם ועס והסליחות, מדהים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו לאבותינו, וקידשת לך לבשתך וישת, קראתנו תורתך ודתך ועבודת הקודש, נתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנחנו, מה חיינו, מה עשיתנו, חסד גדול כזה, על כי אנחנו פנים תחנונים לפניך, תמחול ותסלח בכל חטאתנו ועוונותינו. ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לבינך, וכן יהי רצון בעיניך, אדוני אלוהינו לאבותינו. שתכונן את לבן לראתך ולראתך, תקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבנו הראל בסורות תורתך הקדושה, ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת אור לפני כיסא כבודך כערך ניחוח, ותאציל עלינו אור מקורן של נשמתנו וכל מיוחדותינו שנמצאו נצורות עבודיך הקדושים, אשר על אדם גילית דבריך אלה בעולם בזכותם, בזכות אבותם, בזכות תורתם ובדם קדושתם, יעמוד לנו ואל ניקשר לדברים אלו, ובזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר נהיים זמירות ישראל גל עיניי והביטה נפלות מתורתך, כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה ופי דעת ותבונה, יהיה לרצון אמרי פי ויגיון ליבי לפניך אדוני צורי וגואלי. Okay, we are going to continue learn two הלכות from חופיים חידושים, רבי עובדיה יוסף. We are in a page שין יו דלת. המנהג אצל הספרדים בארץ ישראל, שאם החתן סועד עם בני ביתו, יש שם שלושה גדולים המזמנים, דחתן איטין in the seven day of the מישתה, of the שבע ברכות, need three minimum people adult to eat with him. המברכים ברכת אשר ברא, that at least if we don't have שבע ברכות, at least he need to have in the meal three adult, that they can say אשר ברא את האדם ויצרו בצלמו. אחר ברכת המזון על כוס יין, that it will be a כוס יין, it will be after the benching, that he is not going to eat alone. וכן המנהג פשוט, ואין לחוש בזה לספק ברכות להקל, is not ספק ברכות, if you have three adult, and to say one ברכה, ואין צריך לברך על בית כוסות, and you are not doing it on two cups, אלא ברכה אחר ברכת המזון, יברך הגפן ואשר ברא. He's going to do בורא פרי הגפן after the benching, and then he's going to say אשר ברא. ורק כאשר מברכים שבע ברכות מניחים ברכת הגפן לסוף. Only when we do שבע ברכות, we live in the ברכת בורא פרי הגפן to the end. ואומנם, אם אחד מהשלושה הוא קטן, if one of the three people is young, אף על פי שמצטרף לזימון, even though that you can add him to the זימון, שיודע למי מברכים, that means he know who we are, the זימון, who we making the ברכה for, to, מכל מקום, אין מברכים עליו ברכת אשר ברא. You do not say אשר ברא, ששון ושמחה, why? Because he's young. אפילו שהוא חשוב מאוד, בר דיין ובר רואין, יניק וחתדמין, even though that is the child, is understanding this, you do not make the ברכה, אשר ברא, if he is young. בנוסח אשר ברא, מנהגנו לומר כלשון הכתוב, we said the way the ברכה is, ועוד ישמע בערי יהודה, and the same thing, ועוד ישמע בערי יהודה בחוצות ירושלים, כל ששון וכל שמחה, כל חתן וכל כלה, אולם יש מדגדגים לומר, some people are very precise to said, מערי יהודה ומחוצות ירושלים. Some said, מערי יהודה, not בערי יהודה. וכן מנהג יוצא תימן, the same thing in the minhag of the people from Yemen, שאומרים כאן, יש להם על מה שיסמכו. If they said that, מערי יהודה, they have somebody to count on the way it's been written, that they can say the bracha, מערי יהודה ומחוצות ירושלים. Okay, now we're going to learn, we're going to go to book the Zohar, we're going to learn the Zohar, we are in Parashat Ekev. Are we okay with the technical support here? Okay. We're going to continue. Okay, we are on a page Yutchet, Parashat Ekev, Raya Memana. Asara Dvarim, Lemavad Beseudata. We need 10 things in the Seuda, in the meal. We are page Yutchet verse Lamed Aleph. ועשרה דברים צריך אדם למעבד בסעודתה. אחד נטילת ידיים, תנינה לתקנה שתי כיכרות לשבת, תליטאה למחל תלת סעודתין, להוספה מחול על הקודש, רביעה להנהרה פותרה בשרגה, כמה דוקימו השולחן בצפון ומנורה בדרום, וצריך הסבא, כמה דהקימו, הסבו אחד לברך לכולם. So he's saying, we need 10 things in the Seuda. Ekev, it's a very special parsha, that Ekev is like the mitzvot שאדם דש בעקביו, the mitzvot that the person leave behind him. That means we are going to the universe, we are searching into the universe. The universe that we have this universe is sustaining us, that we gonna be able to know that it's cause and effects and everything in the world. When a person understands that it's cause and effect in the universe, he will do the right inquiry for to be able to correct whatever he does and whatever he said. And if a person, most of the time that the Torah tells and specifies to us that we said that Sachar mitzvah, mitzvah, do not serve the rabbi for to be able to get a mitzvah, to get a present, you need to serve the rabbi for to serve the rabbi. And every mitzvah that the person does, he needs to understand that he does it for the mitzvah, the Shem mitzvah, and not for any other reason. So the bringing here, the thing is that in the Torah, we learn that we need to show gratitude on the mitzvot and on the Torah that we have. V'achalta v'savata u'berachta. You need to eat, you need to assertion, you need to bless Hashem. To make a bracha for the food that you had. So, they're saying here, Asara dvarim tzarich, 10 things the person need to say and he need to have in the meal. Asara dvarim tzarich adam lasu basuda. 10 things the person need to do in the meal, in the Seuda of Shabbos. First is to wash the hands. Second is to have 2 chalot for Shabbos. Third thing is to eat shalosh seudot. Many people think that it's optional, that they hold in that they can do a different kind of food, they can do learning, they can do other things. So the Zohar said that you need, and the Arei Kadosh specified that you do need to have shalosh seudot in Shabbos. The fourth thing is leosif michol al hakodesh, that this 3 meals, that's the third thing that you need to add from mundane to the Kedusha. If every day you eat in only 2 meals or only 1 meal, in Shabbos you need to have 3 meals. Hula'ir ner al ha'shulchan, you need to have a candle on the table. כמו שמדו, שולחן בצפון ומנורה בדרום, like we already said that the table supposed to be in the north side and the menorah need to be in the south side, that you're going to see the light of the menorah. When a person looking at the light of the menorah on Shabbos, they say when a person walking psi'a gasa, when a person walking a big step in the universe, this person in Shabbos, you are not allowed to run and to do things in Shabbos, even that you're going for mitzvah, you need to go to walk a walk of Shabbos. And if you do psi'a gasa, a person can lose one of 500 of the light of his eyes. And how he corrected that? By looking into the cup and into the light of the candle on Shabbos. כמו שמדו, שולחן בצפון נורא בדרום, וצריך הסבה. And you need הסבה. הסבה is to tilt it. כמו שמדו, יסבו אחד מברך לכולם. He said, what does it mean here, הסבה? הסבה is in your, in Pesach we understand that we need to sit, tilt to the left. Lean to the left. But the reality here that he's saying here, הסבה is different. When the Zohar mean Asava, it means that one person make the bracha and everybody can count on him. That means everybody follow this person. You have one person making a kiddush, you don't need to have 10 people. If it's 10 people sitting on the table, you don't need 10 people to do the kiddush. One making the kiddush, all the rest is follow. The same thing by our home, where I grew up, the father, the head of the table making Birkat HaMazon and everybody answer, and be yotzai by the answering of the Birkat HaMazon. Ubishabbat, bechol milui, in Shabbos, and everything that we are doing, you need to add from mundane to the Kedusha, with the food or with the drink, whatever we do. Or in the clothing, you need to have a very special clothing. And the same thing when a person is doing the asava, he's willing to follow. שצריך לתקן לו מסווה יפה, that means he need to go and to correct, to go to the places that it's all nice and to do things that are nice and to follow nice things. That means you go, you're looking for a special shiur Torah, special learning, special places, everything to make it special, not to fall it into mundane, into routine. As soon as you fall it into routine, that doesn't call Shabbos anymore. בכמה קרים וקסתות מרוקמים, that means you using all kind of things that you cover the table with, covering that it's all have special knitting, special clothing, special thing. ומכל מה שיש בביתו, and all the nicest thing that you have in the home, you need to utilize it in Shabbos. כמו שמתקנים חופה לקלה, like you're taking and you're making a chupa to the kala. What is a chupa be in a principle? The chupa is the tali that they used to take and they used to hold on the head of the kala, the chatan and kala. And usually this tali, the kala buy it for the chatan. Why? When he is taking, he cover himself with this tali, that's a special place in the universe. That the universe are sustain a special place, that she is the special place for him. She protected him to warm him and to cover him every second of his life. Michael, can you move from the table? You're shaking the camera every time. Thank you. That means the same thing that you take and you sustain the kala with the chuppah, and this kala, that she taking this tzitzit after that, and she's, the man is need to cover himself with this tzitzit all his life, and to make a bracha on the tzitzit every morning, and to have a special place in the universe to protect him, that's exactly the same thing. So when you take and you make this special thing to the kala to protect her, when you take it and you put it on the head of the kala, ki Shabbat hi malka vi kala, the Shabbos, that she's the queen, and she is the bride. ומשום זה היו יוצאים בעלי המשנה בערב שבת, because of that the people of the Mishnah they used to go out in the evening of Shabbos, ומקדימים לקראתה בדרך, they used to go out to the field to welcome her in the road before they coming into town, והיו אומרים בואי קלה, בואי קלה, they used to scream, they used to sing, come the bride, please come. וצריכים לעורר על השולחן שירה ושמחה אליה. And they need to wake up on the table a simcha, a shira, a happiness, and singing to welcome her. Why? What is the happiness and the shira and the... They said, Isha Yafa, a beautiful wife, kelim naim, beautiful dishes, house, a nice home, are extending the horizon of the person. When a person lives in his own four Dalet Amot, when he is coming home for Shabbos, and he have nothing at home, they said Shabbos need table set up and the bed is prepared. That means that in Shabbos you have an obligation to elevate the most physicality thing into the spirituality. That's the time to take and to rise everything up. And if a person rises everything up, he be able to have a special week after that. And this kala that we're talking about, we need shira and simcha. We need to sing and we need to be happy. Why? Because the shira and the simcha break every boundary in the universe. When we have engagement party, when we have a chuppah, when we have a wedding, that's all things, this thing being done only for the kala. She need to feel comfort that she is very special. And if you make her special, you're going to be special. The same thing here, when you make the Shabbos special, you are special. ולא עוד אלא שיש סוד אחר, you have another secret, שצריך לקבל לשבת, that you need to accept the Shabbos. כמו שצריכים לקבל גבירה, like you're taking and you're receiving the lady that she is a queen. Like a master, she had lit kama orot nerot b'Shabbat, that he gonna light many light and many candles in Shabbos. V'arbe ta'anugim, and a lot of beautiful, sweet and pleasant things. Ula levushim yafim, and a special clothing. U'bayit aruch v'kama kle tikun, that you need the house to go to shop and to say, I shop for Shabbos. I buy lechvot Shabbat Kodesh. When you buy clothing, when you buy the food, when you buy the dishes. You correct the Shabbos by making the Shabbos special. You correct your wife by making your wife special. Whatever it takes. V'asava yafa lekol echad v'echad. And this that we are have mesivim, it's nice to every person. Ki besimcha uvetikun hazeh gormim lashivcha ra'ah shehi haklipa liyishar b'choshech. When the people are sitting together and they unite together and they be able to correct the Shabbos, and they're willing to follow each other. What did they do with that? The unity among the people on the table, or in gathering in shul, when they sitting together and they making this correction, what did they do? They be able to separate themselves from the klipa, from the shell of the mundane. Because in a week time, everybody is to himself. Everybody need to run. Everybody need to go, the phone is ringing, this ringing, the business waiting. And when it's come to Shabbos, when you sit in Shabbat, in Shul, at home, nobody run anywhere, nothing waiting for you. So you leave the klipa is get separated, and you be able to separate from the shell of this universe, from negativity, and to leave this negativity in the dark that is not going to come and take from you anything. שהיא הקליפה, ולהישאר בחושך, ברעב, ובבחיה, ובהפסד, ובלבושים שחורים, כאלמנה. כי שמלאה זו, חרבה זו, כי אין הקליפה מתמלאת, אלא מחורבן הקדושה. וכן הקדושה מתמלאת מחורבן הקליפה. So he's saying here something phenomenal. He said the universe working when one side have, the other side doesn't have. When the other side doesn't have, one side is missing. That means if the Kedusha getting full, the negativity start to be missed everything. That means if you give into Shabbos light, the Klipa sitting in the dark. When you give food in Shabbos, the Klipa sitting in starvation. When you are happy, the negativity is crying. When you win, the negativity lose. And when you wear a nice clothes, like we know we need to have at least 4 pieces of garment of white, the klipa sitting in the dark, like a widow. Because when one getting full, the other side getting empty. Because the klipa getting filled down only when the kedusha losing. And the same thing from the opposite. That means when one side does well, the other side doesn't do well. And we need to understand that when we keep things in Kedusha, the Klipa cannot take over. But when we doesn't keep things in Kedusha, the consequences is that the negativity getting stronger. Yetzer HaTov hu HaMalkah HaKedusha. The good deed and the good desire and the good side, this is the Holy Queen. Yes.
So when we say Somara V'Yaseh Tov, the Yaseh Tov automatically Somara.
100%. That's exactly what is the argument that we are talking about in the Torah all the time. That's what is the argument in the Gemara, and the argument between Yosef and Yaakov is the argument between Shammai and Hillel. What is the argument? The argument is that we have Sumera V'Yaseh Tov. Leave the bad and do good. Yosef said, Menashe, cut away the bad. Yaakov said, no, my son, it's not the time yet. We need a Yaseh Tov. We need Ephraim now. When Mashiach will come, we're going to be able to cut away the bad.
What's the argument? I mean, if it automatically does it, then what's the argument?
The argument is, you know, I had a guy, one of the students, that I do Shalom Bayit for him. And, like, obviously between many couples, that the wife bring more money than he does. And his wife demands certain things. The last situation was that they move apartment. I said to him, do not fight with your wife. Whatever she want to move to, let her have it. It came into the point that the wife wanted the mover to move her. The husband said, no, my wife, I will pack. And she said, you know, I'm not interested to have boxes here for 2 weeks. I wanted to do it in one day. They're going to come, they're going to pack, they're going to unpack, and finish with that. So, many couples, they have the same problem, not about moving, but every other things. Some couple have a problem by choosing apartment, by choosing this, by moving here. So he came to me and he said, I don't understand my wife. She's spending so much money just on this, just on that. Be careful with your table shaking. Just for this, just for that. So I said to him, he's sitting and he's nagging and nagging and nagging. I said to him, look at you. You're not missing anything. You have a wonderful wife, wonderful children, wonderful job. Everything is working. You have a choice to make. Your choice to make, either you can make this move and the mover will come. He said, but you don't understand, I don't have this money. I said, I understand that. But you can have a choice. Either you can make this move and you're going to have the mover coming, and the mover will pack and unpack and do everything, and it's still going to cost you the same amount of money, and you're going to be happy. Or you're still going to cost you the same amount of money, and you're going to be miserable. So you need to choose which one is that. When a person going into a life stage, in a life chosen, he need to choose. Do I want to be happy? Or I want to be sad? Do I want to do the right thing, or I want to do the wrong thing? So he's saying here, when a person choose, you can be able to sit and to do everything in your life, and whatever you do, it's just about sumra. All the time thinking about the ra, the bad. Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. Who can live like that? Or you can sit and you be able to be partner with somebody, and you just, instead of to find out how to be able to stay away from the bad and to show every minute in your life about the bad, you need to say, you know what, let's look for the good. And let's enhance the good even bigger. I have one student like this. He spent so much energy how to beat up the universe, how to beat up the system. I said to him, you know what, if you spend the same energy instead of to try to defeat the system, you can just try to make more money. And believe me, your life will be, if you spend the same energy, you're going to be a big time successful person. And he was sitting and dealing with this and that and this, how to cut another dollar here, another dollar there. Instead of to spend his time, you know, let me think big a little bit. Let me do something. So when you are going between Sur Merah, leave the bed, or do good, every husband can find in his wife in a million different defaults, and the same thing the wife with the husband. But the greatest thing is to enhance the good in them. That's the difference. You can go to life and you complain, or you can go to life and have a gratitude to Hashem every morning that you just wake up and everything else is extra. And that's the difference between Sur Merah Ve'Aseh Tov. Yes, if everything else is extra, everything that's coming after that is going to be beautiful. But if you are having high expectation and you think that everybody is owe you and Hashem owe you, you cannot accomplish anything. You're going to see a person, going to see a lot of problem in the universe. Yes.
So why is Mashiach Sur Merah just seems like so much sense to Aseh Tov, and it automatically removes the bad?
Mashiach is, when Mashiach will come, it will be possible to separate from the bad. You have a moment that you can do it. Until then, we have no strength to do it. We are all in a body. The klipa is there all the time. When Mashiach will come, the klipa will be part of the kedusha. You're going to see the purpose of the klipa, that she is part of the kedusha. Until then, we are today, most of the people, is not a problem about the klipa. The problem is us, that most of the people think that the klipa, that's the real deal. We forget that the klipa is something temporary that you end up like a body of ours. We have a body, and the body need to sustain. We know he end up in the ground. And every person spend money and energy about the body. That the body is end up in the ground, that means everything going after the finale. And if he is end up in the ground, that they going to eat him worms, and he going to get a decay there. Who wants to spend money on that? Instead of to spend the money and the energy on his soul. So we have no strength to do Sur Merah. So why even to waste time on that? Mashiach will come, we're going to be able to do that. The Yetzer HaTov hu HaMalka HaKedoshah. The good Yetzer, the good desire, this is the Holy Queen. Malchut HaKodesh, she yarda b'Shabbat, this is the kingdom of Shabbos, the Queen of Shabbos, they come down in Shabbos. הכלולה מעשר ספירות, that she is included in the 10 different ספירות, the 10 different attributes of Hashem, the 10 level of reducing of the light of God, that they are, what we see in the universe is not God. When we have chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzach, od, yesod, and malchut, this is the 7 below, and we have keter, chokhmah, and bina, this is not what God is about. This is the way we see the universe. That's the way we respond, that's the way the universe is respond back to us.
Was there ever any time where we could see besides these aspects of Hashem?
No, not now. Now we are...
Last, whatever, 6,000 years.
When a person, after the universe fell down, when the Torah speaking about the time, before God created the universe, we cannot see because there's no time and no avoda. So there's nothing to see. The only place that we can see time and avoda, time and work, this is in this universe. Time is also something, that concept that God created for us. It's not time. It's like, if you look in the life of a person can see his life only 1 second at a time. They hide from us the beginning and they hide for us the end. If a person will see what's going to be before him and after him, he wouldn't sin at all. It would be out of his mind to sin. Because the universe, the time concept, hide from us. He just saw us. Imagine that you have the city map. And you have the streets. But they give you, the map is covered, and they have only one hole with the cover of the paper that you cover the map of the city, you have only one hole. And every time that you are looking at the map, just through this hole. So you can see only one street at a time. But if somebody is going to remove the cover of time, you're going to see that it's all one. Every minute of your life is one. When a person leaves the universe, they said, if you ask some people that have been in the life dangers, like in the ocean, they almost drowned or something, you see your life running in a moment in the front of your eyes. Beginning into the end. That means your life is a one package. As soon as the person leaves the universe, he sees his life as a one package. When you reveal this cover of the map, you see the map is one map. It's not 1 second at a time, it's one picture. It's not before, it's not after. It's all one. We are in this clothing, we are in this format, we are in this time zone that we need to live 1 second at a time. That's the reason the first mitzvah of the Jew is time. Birkat HaChodesh. To understand that we have a strength to renew the time. We have a strength to be able to take over the time. And if a Jew looking at his life and he can be able to take and to decide when is the Rosh Chodesh, he decides when is the holiday, he decides where is this, he does decide everything. Even we do it by mistake, even we do it with mistake, or we do it on purpose, that we are taking and we decide when is Rosh Chodesh, in Shamayim is going to follow. The universe around, the Christian going by the sun. The Arabic going by the moon. We are going by both of them. We find the balance between how to connect. The sun is something permanent that is there every day. That's the way God runs in the universe. The universe will adjust to the timing that the moon is going to take place. If the Chazal going to take and they decide that Rosh Chodesh is today, every day after this of the holiday going to be changed. Shabbos will be, the holiday will be changed. That means that we're going to count in a different way. How and when is going to be the Kedusha. And according to that, the universe around us will be adjusted. And that's the strength that God gave to the Jewish people. Renewal. The newness. That we be able to take and we get the newness from the sun to be able to affect the moon. We get the strength from the universe to be able to be renewed. So that the 10th sphere that we're talking about, this is the way the universe behaves to us. We see the strength of Hashem in this universe only through this limitation. It took Hashem 7 days to create the world. He can create it in 1 second. He gives us a concept so we're going to be able to live in this universe. He reduces light exponentially 10 times so we're going to have a space to live. Like you're taking a wife home and you have all the closet to yourself and then you give her 10% and then 20% and then 30% and then 40% and then 50%. And before you know it, you give her the entire closet. Why? Because she needs a space. If you want her to be a queen at home, you move your stuff. And you have less stuff, and then you move it to a different room. And then you find a different place to put your stuff. As long as she's going to be happy. So he's saying here that this 10th spirit, when you reduce your life, your light, you let the wife extend her light for to be able to dwell into her home, or your home, or both home. And the same thing here. When God removes His light away from the universe, He is hiding behind everything. Then you be able to take and redubi de gatayam. You're going to go and take over the universe, to run the universe. הכלולה מעשר ספירות מאותרת בשבת, מאותרת בסורים, מאותרת בשבע שמות שאינן נמחקים. כמה מרכבות של החיות וכמה חילות ומחנות מלאכים, והמלך יוצא כנגדה בכמה מחנות. ויצרה שהוא שפחה רעה נשארת בחושך כאלמנה בלי בעלה, בלי מרכבות. So he's saying here that this, when the Shabbos came, הכלולה מעשרה ספירות מותרת בשבע שמות שאינה נמחקים. He said the 7 names that they are not being erased, we're talking about here שבועות לשם. They call it, the Matan Torah, they call it weeks. Call it Chag HaBikurim, Chag HaAsif. We have names that they're given, and all those are chariots of the leaders of God, that they are serving Hashem. וכמה חילות מחלות מלאכים, and so many are camps of angel and strength, and the king going in the front of her to be accept her. And ויצרה שהוא שפחה, and the negativity, that's what is the physicality in this universe, that they call it a bad maid, she stands in the dark. כאלמנה בלי בעלה, like a widow with no husband, without those chariots. What we are talking about here a little bit, let me just make a little bit... Abraham Avinu, this is so difficult to understand between the Kedusha and what they call the maid, the negativity, the klipa. If we try to understand the way the universe a little bit respond to us, every mother or every father had a body and a soul. For example, Abraham Avinu, we can think the concept that Abraham Avinu is the soul and his body is Lot. We can take the concept of Sarah, that she is the lady of the house, she is the soul, and Hagar is the body. If we try to understand in this concept, Abraham Avinu telling Lot, whatever you go, I go to the other side. If you go left, I go right. Whatever you go, I go to the other side. I am not going to join you. And he tried to convince Lot, and he said, Anashim achim anachnu, we are brother. Ach, in Hebrew is a brother, but also is a fireplace. And he said, if the fire will catch one of us, if the fire will catch me, the warmth, believe me, all the wood getting fire in the ach, in the fireplace. He said, you're going to be benefits too. Lord didn't want it. He wanted it now. Sarah, the same thing. Sarah waited 90 years for to be able to get Isaac. It's worth it to wait. 13 years before that, she came into Abraham, and she was fighting, the neshama fighting to bring the right neshama down to this universe. 13 years before that, she said to Abraham, why don't you come on my body? Give the body what you want. And if you're going to get what you want, maybe you will let me have what I want. And Abraham Avinu take and bring Hagar, that's the body. And this body, Abraham Avinu like the body. And when Sarah comes in to confront him on that, he take and he bring the klipa, he put the body in the front of the soul. Sarah come and said, God will judge between us. And God come and said, everything that Sarah tell you, listen to her. The lady of the house is the lady of the house. The maid, the body, out. The klipa could be only in the outside. Cannot be inside the bottle. Inside the bottle is the most important liquid that we make a wine. But the bottle, it's a shell, it's only the shell of the outside. And we take the shell and we dispose that. In the end of the meal, when the wine is finished. The same thing here in lifetime. A person needs to know what is the main thing and what is the secondary. A person needs to know that the soul is the main thing and the body is the secondary. And if we do not put things in perspective, we usually... So when a person take and enhance the soul of his wife, her body become to be secondary. He have no reality. Abraham Avinu, when he look at Sarah, and he saw Sarah, he saw the soul, Hagar, who had no reality. But as soon as Abraham Avinu took and gave this body reality, he took away from Sarah. He took away from Sarah. And Sarah became to be a secondary. It cannot be that the lady of the house is going to be secondary. It cannot be that the neshama is going to be secondary. The neshama is the main thing. And it's all tied with the time. If you take in the word Adam and Behema, we have a human being soul and we have an animal body. And the numeric number of Adam is 45. The numeric number of Behema is 52. Together is the numeric number of time. Zman. A person have a chance in his life either to behave as a human being every second and then he enhance his soul, or either he can behave like Behema, like animal. And then he enhances his body. We need to be careful. Even though that the body is there, not to enhance the body. Not to give it so much that it will be, that's the difference between sumera vaseto. To do good is to be busy all the time with the neshama of the human. To see Torah mitzvah, to see Hashem in the world. To do bad is to be busy with the body. How many hours we give to the body in the 24 hours? It's almost scary. Between sleeping 8 hours, working 8 hours, taking a shower, getting eating, going shopping, do this, do that, do that. We're giving almost 19 hours of the day to the body. Maintenance. And then Hashem said, you know, I give you 24 cubes of chocolate. Give me just 10%. Give me 2.5 hours of a day. Somebody give you 24 cubes of chocolate. I said, give me just 2 back. I don't have time. I'm very busy. Hashem said, give me just 10% master from your time, master from your money. He said, you know what? Spend 19 hours on your body. 19 hours on physicality. Can I have 2.5 hours? The people say, well, I'm very busy. Come to the class. I'm very busy. I don't have time. I have to run. There's a lot of things to do. People to see. How many people showing up to a class? It's very difficult. Why? It's not the agenda of the body. But if it was a good meal, everybody will come for the meal. If it was any other thing that is good for the body, everybody will run. So he said, when you enhance the body, the neshama go down. When you enhance the neshama, the body reality go down. So we have a choice to choose. Either between to be a human being to sustain the neshama, and that's what we call Adam. That this Adam and the behema, that's the concept of time. That this is what is 97, numeric 97, that we are utilize our moment in this lifetime, every second, for Hashem. And then we leave the other side dry and empty. ואילו שנאמר להם, למזבחים וקטרים למלכת השמיים ולמזלות אשר לא יצרתי, and all those that they are sacrificed themselves to the queen of the sky, or all this ritual of mazal, the ritual of the stars and all kind of horoscope that they looking at, that God did said don't look at it, שהיא העבודה שהם עובדים אלא שבחה רעה, that this is the worship, that they worship the bad negativity, the bad mad, the negativity made, השולטת בערבי שבתות, that she is coming to try to take over on Friday night, that she controlled the Friday night, והרבה לילה רביעית, and they are in the night of Thursday, the night of the of Wednesday night, that like the lele rביעית, that means that's the Thursday. אילו מה הם עושים? What do they do? בשבת הוא משיב שהם לוקחים בגדים שחורים ונחשכים האורות שלהם. They taking those people, they are going out on Friday night, on Thursday night, they are basically taking, they wearing a black clothes and all the light is been shutting down, God forbid. ועושים הספד בליל שבת, and they taking and they mourning when they go out to the street instead of to sit in Shabbos meal with the queen, with beautiful clothing, with candle, with table, with all these people together. What did they do? Instead of that, they going out and they do not keep the Shabbos and do not they enhance the queen, they basically doing the opposite. And when they do the opposite, they basically enhance the other side. And they are sitting in mourning, even though that they think that they're going out and they have a good time, they're in a big problem. This darkness are taking over them for the rest of the week. God forbid. וכמו שהיא שורה, כי גם זה לעומת זה עשה אלוקים. That means the way she taking place, God create everything in balance, good and bad. הנה אנוכי נותן לבדכם היום את המוות, את החיים ואת הטוב ואת המוות ואת הרע. I give you the life and the good, or the מוות, or the dead and the bad. You need to choose. Person need to take and he need to choose between to be in the street on Shabbos or between to be inside. Kvod bat melech pnima. The person that they are in the house, celebrate Shabbos, they are in the Kedusha. When a person going out to the street, they are basically lost the Kedusha. They take and they make the outside, the shell, they make, they enhance the negativity to take them over. ואחר שחטו ישראל, after the Jewish people sin, ונחרב את המקדש, and the temple been destroyed, נאמר שהשכינה בעמק הקדושה, they said that the שכינה is in the galut. That's where is the black maid. That means that they are, the שכינה is an exile. איכה ישבה בדד, העיר הבתי, אם הייתה כאלמנה, that how it's possible that Jerusalem sat alone, is she a widow? ואם כן, מרכיבים בליל תשעה באב, האורות והנרות, when they taken, we are distinguished the candle in the night of תשעה באב, extinguish the table in the night of תשעה באב, thank you. ועושים הספד ויושבים כאבלים, and you're in mourning and you sit like on the ground in like mourning. ולהשתתף בצער השכינה, and we are together with the sadness of the holy presence of Hashem, of the שכינה. משום שהם בעוונותיהם גרמו לה כל השבר. Because we, in our sin, we cause this problem. What does it mean that we cause this problem? I want to give a little story here, that this story is the Tisha B'Av we have an obstacle. The obstacle that we have in Tisha B'Av is it is very difficult to understand that in the noontime, when is the climax of the day, that the temple starts to be burned, we are getting out from the morning and we're going to sit on the chair and we put tefillin and talit and mincha. The reality of the universe, Hillel HaZaken, when the Gentile came to him and he said, teach me the Torah on one leg, what did he ask this Gentile? It was 5 minutes before Shabbos, and the Gentile asked and he said, if you take a stone and you throw it into the pool or to a lake or to a river, this stone going down disappear, but they make a lot of ripples. So many people are busy with the ripples. They forgot about the stone. This Gentile came and he said, I want to know which stone start everything. What is the main leg that the universe stand on? So Hillel answered him, he said, whatever you don't like that been done to you, don't do to others. All the rest, go and learn. He basically gave him a master key to open every mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, came and changed that. And he said, Ve'avta le'recha kamocha, to love your friend like you love yourself, that's the biggest rule of the Torah. What does it mean? It means that if you want to fill up this mitzvah,
you need to say, Ve'avta le'recha kamocha, Ani Hashem. The sentence finished. Ve'avta le'recha kamocha, to love your friend like you love yourself, I am God. I am God, Ani Hashem. It says in two little youth, that the Jew, that the person looking at his friend in the eye level is not up and down, is not sideways next to each other, not down, not up, not in it. In the eye level, he is filled up the mission of the Lacha Kamocha. You need to care for your friend like you care for yourself. Can you love somebody like you love yourself? It's a question. But you need to, the way you want you to be treated, the way you want people to host you, the way you want people to do for you, you need to try to do for others. Every mitzvah that we do, we need to add Ve'avta le'recha kamocha. We need to add this concept that we need to love our friend like we love ourselves. In Tisha B'Av, the Jewish people was in the highest moment when the woman broke into the Holy of Holies, the Kelvin. The children was like facing each other. If I can mention as a story that the painter, who was the great princess of the world, and he's looking to leave some good painting to the universe. And he takes and he's searching in the universe for a view of the valley with the beautiful flowers and rivers and mountains and view to leave for the people of the universe. It's taking him more than a couple of years to paint this drawing, this painting, standing there every day, trying to capture the view of this valley and the mountain and the flower into this picture. When he accomplished that, he invited his close friends and he put in the painting and he started to talk about the painting and the view. And every time that he's explaining about the view and the painting, he's walking backward to try to capture more of the view and to add perspective to the painting. And he is in the moment of the painting, he's walking backwards. And with the excitement of the moment, he forgot that he is on a cliff, that another step is going to fall. And his friends came to him, and everybody came, and he doesn't listen, he doesn't hear, he is in his own universe. One friend taking a knife and slashed the painting. Suddenly he woke up, and he got screaming on him, what did you do on you? He said, wait before you get angry at me. Just look where did you stand? Another step, you will fall into the cliff. The same thing to Shabbat. The Jewish people were so busy with the temple, they forgot each other. When God decided to take his anger on the storm and the woods, that means you relief from the pressure of his children. That means when we're looking at the universe, we need to know when we're facing the challenge need to be facing, are we doing the right thing? Are we here for the storm and the woods? Are we here for the temple and for God, God willing to give away a lot of these honors, as long as we don't know each other? Most of the people forget about it. They are busy with Avodat Hashem, and they forgot that Avodat Hashem, that they said, Ani Hashem, I am exist, when you have the Avtal and Avakamuha. You love your friend like you love yourself. They say, Shamoa Tishma, if you listen, we don't listen, we don't hear Hashem, but we hear each other. I want you to listen to each other. In Shamoa Tishma, the Kol Hashem, if you listen to what Hashem said, Ahavat Yisrael is above all. You need to love each other. When the people love each other, all the rest is not important. To love each other, it doesn't mean that you need to go and hang out Friday night or any other party together. When you love each other, when you see somebody that he is in a stress moment, you need to go to reach out to him. When you see somebody is happy, be happy for him that he is happy. Be happy for him that he succeeds. Be happy for him that he achieved something. And if he doesn't achieve, speak to him like you speak to your child. So you need to climb up. Moshe Rabbeinu constantly squeezed the people to climb up. Bilam from the other side said, oh, Matur Malach Yaakov, you're doing very well, stay where you are, come on. Moshe Rabbeinu came and he said, Atem Nitzavim, you're a stationary, you need to keep climbing. Don't fall back. Because as soon as you are staying stationary, you're falling already. So he said that these people, that they are not sustained except in the Bush and Shabbos, that's very difficult. They are not among the people that are not following the Shabbos meal with the leader of the table. They are not following going to a place that they are able to follow a rabbi. They are not willing to follow. It doesn't matter where. Don't try to be part of something. Show our what is right. Be nice to each other. When God created this club, He created a very special club. We have a mark on our body, we have a mark on our door. We have at least once a week a Jew can come into a room for Shabbos to sit with everybody that he should not be alone. This is Mamash a present. We are a member of the best club in the universe. Everywhere you go in the world, you're going to drop in the same company. You will make a Jew coming into a new location. You can make friends in 2 minutes. You show up and show up. You already have 100 friends. 10 friends minimum. Every minute is another 10 friends. He doesn't need to look to search anywhere else. He basically got everything he needs. Oh Hashem, so utilize that. Try to be part of one side. Try to be part of feeding to the people. Yes. I would say that God will minimize himself. And tell him that. This is the concept that Hashem was willing to give it a lot for himself just for the people to be able to sustain themselves. If we only love each other, like we said, we're telling you how to move on Hashem. God is existing only with tolerate another person, because every person is a messenger from God. I am not the messenger from God. Every person is a messenger from God. They say, Vata to the world, they say, Vata. Meaning, Vata, Vata, Vata. You. Every person need to talk to the Jewish people. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we take the Kol Hashem in the name. I wish everybody would be a prophet. I wish everybody would care for the Jewish people like I do. Moshe Rabbeinu tell it to the people. I'm not the one supposed to do it. Everybody needs to do it. Everybody needs to talk to each other like he is משה רבנו, להקיצר עבודת עשי, עבודת עשי, פליז, קלמה, פליטי בגמור, בגמת עשתה, לגרון יוסם תוססין, אסכון, לבגן הל, לבגן לפודו, לדודי שבו, לבואי מדין לתיאורי, קלמה יתר, כאילו אמרתי, תפון, תסת נגיד, לתודוך עבודת עשי, לתודי מוין, תסת דעת עשי, קלמה, one more step next to you. It doesn't have to climb much, just one step. If everybody just would move one step, that would pass on, we're gonna be living in heaven here. So he said that the 15 years, שצריכים לעשות בשבת, בגלל זה שבת, שכוס יין של יושב ואחורו, ובסיכת הוואין of completion of accomplishment, ואחורו שבא בארץ, דהיינו, באמת הקידוש. שדברי התורה, על שולחננו, that we start the word of the Torah, whatever I do. ולהליך על שולחנו כדי שיבואו עליהם לשולחנו בפנים, that you need to extend the table. That in any body that doesn't have a place, that you can come to sit. And that's a big concept. A big concept that is a person. I heard from many people that are trying to establish guest for Shabbos. Of all the people who is called to Moses HaSatochim, the person of the Chuppah, they get married. And the Chuppah went before a different corner that means that you need to be welcome in every place of the Messiah. And many people that are trying to set up people in Shabbos and family. Also, I want to tell my bitches upon the home and the Friday Baruch Hashem with food on the vessel, the cheese. I'll stand one day and find the home to enter and she gets about at least 50 phone calls. I'm coming, I'm not, I'm your friend, I'm not, I'm going, I'm not. And she downloaded every Friday. Email, phone call, coming, not coming. The end of Baruch Hashem, the table is full every Friday. The vessel. That's a lot of work. And when they called them and they said to them that if they have another guest to them, if they can take another guest, this family and they would be home sometime. And they said, I'm sorry, we don't have more chair. We are out of chairs. The chair is really not important. What is important is, if you have a space in your heart, you have a space in your home. Anytime in Shabbos we get in here, or something that is only 20, 30 people, and people sometimes keep coming, and you have another table, and another table. Or for sure, you have another table. And a person that is making and set up a table, you need to extend this table to the people that they don't have in front. People that they cannot find and to sit together, to follow a kiddush, a table, a kedusha, a simcha, and all these qualities that we are talking about here, that they need to forsake their soul, that they need to be able to get dressed to go somewhere, and they don't have it. And in our generation, that's the pity, but we have 3 million single in this New York City. That's, it's almost, it is a holocaust. People don't get married. 51% of the lady are never going to get married, statistic-wise. We're in a very difficult time. And when the people come for Shabbos and they crave for this kedusha, they're going to crave for this queen, for this light, for this kiddush, to find somebody to show them how to be able to make Shabbos. They're going to be able to follow, to take a time and to do it himself. They're telling us, in the time of the Jewish people in Egypt, that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for so Sarah Bat Hashem, that she was still surviving in the time that she went down to Egypt. And they're telling us, whatever gave the strength, the members of whatever gave the strength to the Jewish people to live, because a lot of them was in their mind, what does it mean to have Shabbos? The table of Yosef. Imagine 70 years the Jewish people lived. That was God. Imagine how many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that Yosef saw Jerusalem, so three generations ago in the fine. That means you know what it means when you have Shabbos statement? Imagine 1,000 people, 1,500 people, sitting on a table of Shabbos, singing and making a kiddush. For this memory that they have in their mind, that they remember Shabbos, they'll be able to leave Egypt. They'll be able to get out from the strength of this universe, of this what they call the clip of the shell, to be able to climb them up to the Kedusha. And if you take a person for Shabbos and you show him the test of Shabbos, and you show him the test of the Kedusha, and you understand what the difference between mundane to Kedusha, שולחן כדי שיבוא עניין לשולחנו, that means the people that pour the pour from Shabbos and Mitzvah from the cup of the table, נטילת ידיים. מה נכון הם פה את האלה בגלל הפנים, האל הפנים. The benching, the cup of the blessing after the benching. וצריך לחזור על עשרה פעמים ענה לתקן אותם בסוד הגדול שיהיה מלכות כולה בעשר ספירות. You can call this to do it over and over 3 times in the day. You can show us with this.
You said that earlier, you said that the power of the Shabbos, if you don't really keep Shabbos right, you have energy for the week. But so how do you explain to someone who, that's a tough concept, because you told me 25 hours could give me enough energy for the week. Shouldn't it be that the week gives me a little bit of energy for one day?
I understand that 25 hours is in the start of the week. I think that we established this already by telling us that the concept of 10%, we said that time, that's the strength of living this lifetime. Zman is in the number of 97. Zion is 7, minus 40, moon is 50, 97. What is the time we explained before? I just repeat it again, I showed. What is time consuming? The time is a voda, is a work. And time, in the time, contain our life. The work that we do in the time contain our life. So what kind of work we need to do? So the way there are many different ways to make us understand that the work that we need to do is the time. It's what we have going to do. But if you take the word time, in Hebrew it's Zman, it's sustained from two different words. One is Behema, animal, and one is Adam, a human. That the numeric number of the Behema is 52, and the numeric number of Adam is 45. That's Ma and Ba. That that's the difference between the two, to add the two concepts to create the time in the universe. That's the two name of Hashem. The choice, in every second of your life that we explain, you can either behave like animal, or they'll behave like human, like Adam. Yes, we have this universe is the concept that we have. We have the animal is 52. We already have one step ahead of us, the physicality. We have taste, we have shape, we have pleasure on the spot. The same thing we have the mitzvah. We have 200 of 248 mitzvah of toy, of positive mitzvah. We have 365 of negative mitzvah. We start with deficit already. That means we have a space to climb up. I don't see it as deficit. I see it as a place that we can climb up. It's like one person dreaming about the king that he is. Had a good dream about him going there to the king, and he's a farmer, and he's going to the king, and he said to the king, I dream about you, that you achieved only 50% of what you're supposed to achieve. The king hugged him, loved him, gave him presents anymore. He came into the village, he told him the story to all his friends. All of the guy, so he pleased him, went to the king, and told him that I joined the king. to accomplish 50% of what he's supposed to, and he gave his wife to another advisor that you accomplish 100%. You're going to give me that in prison. He went to the king, he told him the same thing. The king gave him 40 lashes and sent him empty-handed home. He was trying to make his way to do. My friend came telling you a dream that you dream about your 50%, you gave him so much weight. I came 100% and you gave me still lashes? He said your friend gave me hope that I can still have a lot of time to accomplish. A person will need the hope to be able to kick and climb up. The physicality is fixed 365 days and ligaments and method of negative method is fixed. We can accomplish a lot more with the mitzvot of positive mitzvot. The same thing we can accomplish much more as a human being. And this much more is not for the physicality. This much more is in the spirituality. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells the council. In the last parasha they say, as yet the Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Moshe Rabbeinu separate three different cities that are built Jordan River. And when they ask him, who told him that? Why are you doing that? It's going to take another 14 years and then we're going to conquer the land of Israel. This refugee city, I'm not affecting. For the next 14 years, 7 years of conquering, another 7 years of splitting the land, and then we need some heaven, and then the pictures of another city inside the land of Israel, then those take place. And after that, they said, this is the Torah, so much of the they said, this is the Torah. The Torah is don't make one kind of calculation. Just grab what you can. You have another mitzvah, grab. Hashem, I've been telling Hashem, Hashem, I want to do more. I want to do more. I want to accomplish more than what you tell me to accomplish. So a person can take, and for to be able to accomplish it, this is what he's saying here. Hashem, I hope you understand that this, the boundary that God gave us in this universe, this is the unit, this is the universe to be able to rise. And this is the marvel, that this is the God that said that the table need to be facing out. And the Menorah need to be there to tell us that this Malchut, this Queen of Shabbos, you can accomplish everything in the universe. You can accomplish only with forces. The forces, the energy you can accomplish. You can create a table only by judgment, by cutting the table, by cutting the wood, planning the wood, connecting the wood. But to create is something this Malchut, the Malchut getting the strength of Shabbos, that she be able to create all the way. When you get things, if you know it, so much, so much, everything that you do in the end is in the thoughts in the beginning. If you don't have the thoughts, you cannot accomplish any of the physicality. And if Shabbos comes and you get all the good thoughts from Shabbos, you can be able to get to accomplish it all the way. And this is what God said. God said, you know what, at least give me 10% of the day. Give me 2 hours. Give me 10% of your money. Give me 10% of everything that taught you, that taught you 10% of the hard economy. Just constantly give. And if a person will utilize this just to give the concept of Rosh to Hashem, 10%, 2.5 hours in a day, all the rest of the hour of the day will be in a dusha. You give enough strength to this soul to be able that this body will follow. You need to fill up enough in your day that when you come into the night, this dusha will sink in the body. Imagine you have a flat roof and the drain clogged and the water sitting there. You know, if the water is there, they're going to sink in. The same thing here, the Torah, the person running Torah during the day, when the night comes, that's the most absorbing Torah that he did. The body doesn't have any resistance to be able to receive this Torah to dwell in our Benjamah. In our body. And if the person learning Torah in the day coming at night, he is sinking every water that is standing on him, that the Torah that he learned are dwelling into his body, to his soul. We think that we sleep in the concept of time is not working, it is working. But if we take enough water and we fill up our neshama with enough Torah, we'll be able to receive it when we're sleeping. Sometimes when you're dreaming things, you don't know what you're dreaming. You don't dream of physicality, you don't dream of spirituality. You're all dreaming about physicality. You're also dreaming about spirituality and physicality. That means He saved the physicality, but he dreamed about the star, the moon. The person is not in the spirituality, is not, he cannot dream about spirituality.
Even the whole thing that you need to purchase the first
born of the donkey, of the material. It cannot be unless you have the Kedusha from Hashem. You need to take and to purchase the Kedusha out, to be able to see from the most physicality to see the Kedusha out. You can do it. Even the donkey, the most physicality you can purchase. The first born donkey you need to purchase for Hashem. What does it mean? It means that this donkey, 1 to 10 donkey you need to purchase. Every the first one after 10 you need to, every 10 you need. It means that this, even the physicality, the most physicality of Kedusha, you do not have to take it out. And if you do it, all your life will be beautiful. So Hashem will bless you all that you will be able to come into Shabbos and to be able to sustain. Hashem, thank you. Be able to sustain all the pursuit after that. I want to thank everybody for watching, everybody for coming. Life, children, the Shabbat organization, and the Shabbat, and to any time. It's not the same. 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 It's not the same.